Today's Amud is Beitza Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on Amud Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So we're continuing to discuss some of the halachas of Tchumen. And says the Mishnah, Misha yu peiraisa of Be'ir Acheres. Let's say you have Reuven, he has his fruits in a different city. Ve'ir vu b'nei oisa ir lahavi atzloi mi peiraisav. And that city was out of Reuven's Tchum. But the people in that city, they made an Erev Tchumen to be able to bring Reuven's fruits to him. So, perhaps as a visual, again, we'll use the Gemara. Let's say Reuven lives by the Gemara on Mem Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, by the Gemara part. That's where Reuven lives. And 2,000 Amos ends right by the crease that separates between Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Mem Amud Aleph. So Reuven's Tchum ends right by that crease. Shimon lives on Lamed Tes Amud Beis in the Gemara in the middle of the page. That's where Shimon lives. And his Tchum also, it goes just until the crease that separates between Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Mem Amud Aleph. Now Reuven, who lives on Mem Amud Aleph, he has some fruits that are in Shimon's city. And Shimon wants to do Reuven a favor. He wants to bring the fruits to Reuven on Shabbos. So what he does is he takes some food and he sets it up as an Erev Tchumen right by the crease, right by the end of his 2,000 Amos. He sets up an Erev Tchumen, and like that, Shimon's able to get to Reuven. Is Shimon allowed to bring Reuven's fruit to him? Says the Mishnah, Lo Yevi'o Lai. No, he's not allowed to bring Reuven his fruits. And the reason is based off of the klalim that we've already discussed, that always when it comes to the halachos of Tchumen, is that we go basar the raglei habaylim, being that Reuven is the owner of those fruits, and those fruits are out of Reuven's Tchum, so Shimon is not going to be allowed to bring the fruits to Reuven. Vim Erev Hu, however, if Reuven also made an Erev Tchumen, if Reuven also set up some food and used it as an Erev Tchumen right by the crease of the page, separating between Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Mem Amud Aleph, so now they share the same Tchum. So then, Im Erev Hu Pei Reisav Kamayu, his fruits will be like him, and Shimon would be able to bring the fruits to Reuven. A similar, but yet different case, says the Mishnah, Misha Zimein Etzloi Archem. Let's say someone, he was having guests over on Shabbos. So let's say Reuven was hosting Shimon. So Shimon went to Reuven's house. And again, Shimon has an Erev Tchumen set up. Reuven does not. Shimon made an Erev Tchumen to be able to get from Lamed Tes Amud Beis to Mem Amud Aleph. And he was eating by the Reuven's for the Leil Shabbos Suda. So the halacha is Reuven, a lot of times at the end of the Suda, maybe he'll want to send Shimon away with some food. That the halacha is lo yalichai bi'adam manos. He's not allowed to send to Shimon home with food. Even though Shimon wouldn't be taking the food out of his own tchum to bring the food from Reuven's house to his own house, still, being that the food going into Shabbos was owned by Reuven, so the food takes on Reuven's tchum. And being that Reuven's tchum ends by the crease, separating between Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Mem Amud Aleph, so Shimon can't take the food past there, so he's not going to be able to take the food home. Elim Cain says the Mishnah, unless Zacha Lehem Manaseyem Me'erev Yamtef, unless Reuven made a kinyan and made it Shimon's food, he was mezakeh Shimon in the food before Yom Tov. If he was mezakeh Shimon in the food before Yom Tov, so then we'll say that really it's Shimon's food, and it has Shimon's tchum, and being that it has Shimon's tchum, so Shimon will be able to take it after the Suda, he will be able to take the food home with him all the way to Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So now says the Gemara, Itmar, Hamafkid Peirais Eitzel Chaveirai. Let's say you have a case. So this seems like it's similar to the case of our Mishnah. We'll see the Gemara is going to mention this. But we have a case of a person who he gave his fruits to someone else to watch. So Reuven lives again on Mem Amud Aleph. Shimon lives on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And Reuven gave his fruits to Shimon to watch for him. So now whose tchum do those fruits take on? Does it take on Reuven's tchum because they're owned by Reuven? Or does it take on Shimon's tchum because Shimon's watching them? So Rav Amar Karagle Misha Hefkidulai. Rav says that it takes on Shimon's tchum. It takes on the one who is watching them. Ushmuel Amar Karagle Hamafkid. Whereas Shmuel says that no, it takes on the depositor's tchum. It takes on Reuven's tchum, the owner of the fruit. So Rav says it takes on Shimon's tchum when Reuven gave Shimon fruit to watch, and Shmuel says that no, it remains in Reuven's rishos and it has Reuven's tchum. So now says the Gemara an interesting tzushtel that lema Rav Shmuel da'azul etamayu, that this machlekas Rav and Shmuel seems to be l'shitasa. That now we learned in the Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah Bava Kamo in Hilchos Nezikin, that him imhichnes birishos balachad imhichnes birishos, that if Reuven brought his cow over to Shimon's house for Shimon to babysit his cow, and then it gets damaged. What's the halacha? Is Shimon responsible? Reuven asked Shimon, can I bring my cow over to your house? Shimon says yes. The cow is now by Shimon's house, and something happens to the cow. Something happens to the cow that could have been avoided. Is Shimon responsible for that or not? So the Mishnah says that im hichnis bereshus, if Reuven got permission from Shimon, before he brought the cow over, he didn't just stick it there. Shimon told him, yeah, sure, bring it over. So then, bala chotzer chayev. So then Shimon's responsible. He didn't explicitly say he's taking responsibility for it, but being that he told Reuven, yes, you could bring your shor over, so we view that as kabbalas achrayis. He's being makabal shmira, and memela Shimon is gonna be chayev for any damage that happens to Reuven's shor. Rebbe Aymer, however, that's the Tanakama. Rebbe says, and no, la'ilam inu chayiv at shikabu olav balabayis lishmar. That no, the guardian, the Shimon, is not going to be responsible for Reuven Shor unless he specifically said, yes, you can bring it over and I'll watch it for you. But if he doesn't say, I'm going to watch it for you, so then we don't view that when he says you can bring it over, that he's being makabel shmira. Now, Va'amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Now, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that the halacha says Rav is that halacha kedivrei chachamim. That the halacha is like the chachamim, that Shimon is responsible, which means that when Reuven deposits, when he brings his shor over to Shimon's house, we view it as being in Shimon's rishos, Shimon's chayv to guard it. It's in Shimon's rishos. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says that no, halacha kerebi, that halacha is like Rebbe, that unless he was specifically mekabel achrayis, so then it remains in the mafkid's rishos, it remains in Reuven's rishos, and if the ox gets damaged, if the shor gets damaged, so Shimon's going to be pater. That's what Shmuel said, that the halacha is like Rebbe, which means that it stays in Reuven's rishos. So lema Rav de Amar Karabanan, Ushmuel de Amar Karebi. So it seems like Rav in our machlaikis is saying like lema Rav Damer Karabanan, Ushmuel Damer Karebi. That Rav in our case about the Erev Tchumen halacha. That so we asked the Shaila. We presented a machlekes about a case where Reuven brings some fruits over to Shimon to watch. So whose tchum does it take on? Does it take on Shimon's tchum or does it take on Reuven's tchum? In essence, really what we're asking is the fruits considered in the rishus of Shimon or is it in Reuven's rishus? So Rav seems to be l'shitasei, and Rav seems to be saying like the Rabbanan, that we say that it's in Shimon's rishos, and that's what he says with regards to tchumin, that it takes on Shimon's tchum. Whereas Shmuel seems to be l'shita soy, that he paskins like Rebbe, and he seems to be going like Rebbe with this as well, and he says that no, it remains in Reuven's rishos, and therefore it takes on Reuven's tchum. So this halacha by Nezikin seems to be a basis for this halacha by tchumin, for this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are both l'shitasam. Rav is going like the Rabbanan, and Shmuel is going like Rebbe. Rav's going like the Rabbanan, that Shimon's taking achrayis, so it's in Shimon's rishos. Memela takes on Shimon's tchum with regards to Shabbos, and Shmuel is l'shitasei, that he paskins like Rebbe, that Shimon's not mekabel achrayis, it remains in Reuven's rishos, and Memela it's gonna have Reuven's tchum. Says the Gemara, no, it's not muchach. Amar lach Rav, Rav will tell you, that another amri afilu Rebbe. I hold that it takes on Shimon's rishos with regards to tchum, even according to Rebbe. I think even Rebbe would agree to me. Even Rebbe who says that when it comes to Nezikin, that Shimon is pater, Shimon is not taking achrayis, he would still agree to me that with regards to tchum, it does take on Shimon's tchum. because ad kan like Amri Rebbe Hasam El Debistama like Kabbalah Le Netirusa. Rebbe was just saying a lumdus in Hilchos Nezikin that when Reuven brings his shar over to Shimon's house and Shimon says he gives him permission to bring it over, so the stam is not that Shimon's being makabel shmira. He's just saying you can bring it over if you want. You can have a fun. You have a good time. Come over. He's not saying I'm guarding your shar. It's a specific halacha to Hilchos Nezikin. He's not being makabel shmira. Avalacha, but when it comes to tchum, hakabla le netirusa. Says Rav, we're discussing a case where Reuven brought his fruits to Shimon and Shimon's watching it. We're talking about a pikadon, that Shimon's taking it to watch it. So when you have a case of stam, where Shimon just says, yeah, Reuven, you could bring your shar over, so that's, we don't say that Shimon's being makabel shmira. But in a case where Shimon is makabel shmira, when we have a pikadon, that Reuven is leaving it by Shimon's house, and Shimon says, yeah, you could leave it by me, and I'm going to watch it for you, so then even Rebbe would agree, so that now it's in Shimon's rishus. And that's why, with regards to tchumen, says Rav, it takes on Shimon's tchum. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel will tell you that another Amar filu Rabbanan, that I who say that it takes on Reuven's tchum in the case where Reuven brings his fruits over to Shimon. So the fruits take on, it remains in Reuven's rishos and it has Reuven's tchum. That could be even consistent. Even the Rabbanan would agree to me. Even the Rabbanan who say that when Reuven brings his shar over to Shimon, naturally Shimon is mekabel shmira and it's in like Shimon's rishos with regards to Nezikin. Even the Rabbanan would agree to me that when it comes to tchum, so it's in Reuven's tchum. What's the difference? Because ad kam like Amri Rabbanan Hasam Ela Denicha Leila Inish Denekim Tyre Bereshusei De Bal Chatzer. It's only over there when Reuven brings a shor over to Shimon's house. So Reuven likes it that Shimon's taking responsibility. He loves the fact that now it's in Shimon's rishus. So that's why when it comes to Nezikin, the Rabbanan hold, it's in Shimon's rishus. Shimon's being makabel shmira, and Reuven is more than fine relinquishing his rights to the shor, so to speak, and making it in Shimon's rishus, because now Shimon's going to be responsible for it. Now if something happens, or if the shor itself damages someone else, Reuven's going to be potter. Reuven's not responsible for any sort of damages. Aval hacha, but when it comes to our case of tchum, minichale leinish, the lekem pere, bereshusei dechavre, does a person want his fruits to not share a tchum with him? Why would he want his fruits to take on Shimon's tchum? So the Rabbanan only say that when it comes to Nezikin, that it's in Shimon's rishus, because both parties are basically making it in Shimon's rishus. Shimon's taking a responsibility, so he's making it in his rishus, and Reuven is more than fine relinquishing his rights and making it in Shimon's rishus. But when it comes to tchum, when Reuven gives his fruits to Shimon to watch, Reuven is not relinquishing his rights to it. He doesn't want it to take on Shimon's tchum, and therefore it doesn't take on Shimon's tchum, and even the Rabbanan would agree to that. So therefore, says the Gemara, this tliya that we wanted to make, that the machlekes with regards to the halachos of tchumen is talui in the machlekes in Hilchos Nezikin, says the Gemara that no, it's not muchach. However, now says the Gemara, so it comes out, we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, just in terms of halacha with regards to tchumen. So we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the halacha when Reuven, who lives on Memam and Aleph, when he brings his fruits over before Shabbos to Shimon, who lives on Lametesima Beis, to watch his fruits, whose tchum does it have? Does it have Shimon's tchum, or does it have Reuven's tchum? Rav says it takes on Shimon's tchum, and Shmuel says that no, it remains in Reuven's possession, it takes on Reuven's tchum. So now ask the Gemara on Rav. Again, Rav says that it takes on Shimon's tchum. Ask the Gemara, really? It takes on Shimon's tchum? Look at our Mishnah. Tonight our Mishnah said that v'im erav hu peresav kamayu. That if Reuven makes an erev tchumen also, so then Shimon could bring the fruits over to Reuven. It's going to be talui in Reuven's tchum. If Reuven doesn't make an erev tchumen, then Shimon's not going to be able to bring the fruits over to Reuven, even though Shimon did make an erev tchumen. Right? That was the case of the Mishnah. Reuven lives on Memam and Aleph. Shimon lives on Lametesim and Beis. Shimon made an erev tchumen to bring the fruits that he's watching over to Reuven's house, and the Mishnah says it's not going to help. Unless Reuven made an erev tchumen, it's not going to help. It's going to be talui in Reuven. So you see, we take on Reuven's tchum. And now the question is, according to Rav, who says that when you deposit fruits by someone else, it takes on Shimon's tchum, so then ki erev hu may havi. Why does this make a difference whether or not Reuven made an erev tchumen? Why is this dependent on Reuven? Why do we care about Reuven? The only thing we should care about is Shimon, because the fruits take on the Shimer's tchum, it takes on Shimon's tchum. So says the Gemara, Am Rav Huna, Tzanei Kasha, Amri Bei Rav, Kegoin Sheyachid Loi Karen Zavis. The Mishnah is specifically discussing a case where Reuven gave his fruits to Shimon, but Shimon didn't just put it in his fridge with the rest of his fruits. He put it in a specific spot. He designated a corner, a Karen Zavis, and that spot is going to be for Reuven's fruits. So he's Lahedya not being Makabel Shmira. And in such a case, Rav would agree that in such a case, that it does not take on Shimon's Tchum. Because being that Shimon's not being Makabel Shmira, so Rav would agree that when Shimon designates a specific spot for it to be for Reuven's fruits, so then it remains in Reuven's Rishah. So that's why you can't ask from the Mishnah, says Rav, on me, because the Mishnah is discussing a specific type of case where Shimon designated the Karen Zavis for the fruits. But in a standard case where Reuven Jastam brings over fruits to Shimon to watch for him, so then Itaka does take on Shimon's Tchum, and we're not going to care about whether or not Reuven made an Erev or not. Tashima asked the Gemara another kasha on Rav from the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Again, Rav says that when Reuven brings the fruits over to Shimon, so it takes on Shimon's tchum. Asked the Gemara, it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah that Misha Zimein Etzlo Yarchim, with the Reuvens were hosting the Shimons, and Shimon came over to Reuven's house for the Leil Shabbos Suda, and the Reuvens wanted to send away the Shimons with a care package to bring back home for the road. And the Mishnah said that lo yelichu biyada manos elam kein zachu lahem manoseim me'erev yamtev. And the Mishnah said that they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to send back a care package unless they were mizakeh the food to Shimon already from erev yamtev. But otherwise, it's Reuven's food, and memel it's going to have Reuven's tchum. But what do you see from here that if they are mizakeh et to Shimon? If going into Yom Tif, if before Yom Tif they were Mizakeh Shimon in the food, so then they would be allowed to send Shimon home with the food. Now, where's the food? The food going into Shabbos is hanging out by the Reuvens. And yet still says the Mishnah that if Reuvens Mizakeh the food to Shimon before Yom Tif, so Reuven's allowed to send it home with Shimon, meaning it's going to take on Shimon's Tchum. As long as Reuven was Mizakeh to Shimon, so it's going to have Shimon's Tchum, even though it's hanging out by the Reuvens. So now, V'i Amri Karagli, and if you're going to tell me that no, by a Shimer, it takes on the Shimer's Rishos, it takes on his Tchum, so in this case it should take on Reuven's Tchum. What does it help if he's Mizakeh the food to the Shimons before Shabbos? It's still hanging out by the Reuven's. And as much as it's still hanging out by the Reuven's, so it should take on Reuven's Tchum. What's it going to help? So says the Gemara, Hachanami, Kevin Shezachu Lehem Aydei Acher, Kimishi Yachir Lekeren Zavistami. And in this case as well, says the Gemara, since Reuven was Mezakeh the Shimons in the food before Shabbos, so that's like not being Makabel Shmira. That's like not being Makabel Shmira. That's like making it already Shimons. They're not being Makabel Shmira. And in this case, Rav agrees that it does not take on Reuven's Tchum. It doesn't take on the Shimer's Tchum because they're like Lehedya not being Makabel Shmira and not making it in their Rishas. Or it could be Yisema that Zachashani. Or it could be they still are responsible for it. It's not that they're not being Makabel Shmira, but still, being that they did a positive act to make it Shimon's, so they were taking it out of the Rishas. So it's a very similar teretz. It's just a small nafkamina, whether or not Reuven is still a shomer on the food. In the first teretz, Reuven is not. On the second teretz, he is. And the second teretz is just saying that even though he's still a shomer, but being that he did something positive to take it out of his Rishas and to make it Shimon's, so that's enough that even Rav would agree that it does not take on the Shomer's Tchum, even though typically it takes on the Shomer's Tchum. So now says the Gemara, a related story to this discussion. Says the Gemara, Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, Tola Bisra be'ivra didasha. So just to make it maybe a practical case, the way I was imagining the case, is that Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, he lived in Shimon City. He lived on Lamed Tesema Beis in the Gemara over there. He's from Shimon's town, and he was going to the Reuven's for a Shabbos Suda. He was going to the Reuven's, and so Erev Shabbos, he already went to Reuven's town, and he wanted to pick out a gift to give to the Reuvens. While he was there, he saw some salami, and he wanted to dry the salami. He wanted to hang it up and make dried salami. So when he bought the Reuvens the gift, he also bought himself the salami, and for whatever reason, he couldn't bring it back home before Shabbos. He couldn't bring the salami back home before Shabbos. So when he went to drop off the gift by the Reuvens before Shabbos, so he asked, "Do you mind if I hang up the salami by you, and I'll take it home tonight after the Suda?" So the Reuven said, "Sure, be our guest." No pun intended, and he can hang up the salami. So Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, he hung up the salami by the Reuven's house. So that's the Gemara says, Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, Tala Bisra b'Ivra D'Dasha. He was eating by the Reuven's, and he hung up his meat, he hung up the salami by the door. So now what was the Shaila? The Shaila was, is that now after the Suda was over, so now Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, he started rethinking what he just did. After the Suda was over, so he started rethinking, now wait a second, now I made an Erev Tchum, so I could get back home to Lama Tessa Mabez. But could the salami come with me or not? Is the salami able to come with me to Lama Tessa Mabez or not? Does it have my Tchum and then I could take it home? Or maybe because I gave it over to Reuven, I gave it and I hung it up in his house, so being that it was in Reuven's possession, he was watching it for me, so maybe now it takes on Reuven's tchum, and I'm not going to be able to bring the salami home. So what did he do after the suda was over? Also, lekami to Rav Huna, he came to Rav Huna. He went to go ask Rav Huna the shaila: can I bring it home with me or not? Does it have my tchum, or does it have the shomer's tchum? Does it have Reuven's tchum? So Amar Lei. So Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan bar Chanilai that I atalis, if you're the one who hung up the salami, so then zil shakos, so then you could go take it and bring it home. Ve'i inu talulach, but if they're the ones who hung it for you, if the Reuven hung it up, so then laitishko, so then you can't take it home. Very cryptic halacha, the Gemara will explain it in Hemshech, but he said it depends who hung up the salami. If you're the one who hung it up, so then you could bring it home. Then it has your tchum. But if they hung it up, so then it has their tchum, and then you're not going to be able to bring it home. So now ask the Gemara, ve'ihu tala, even if Rav Chanan bar Chanilai himself, even if he's the one who hung it up, Mishakel, is he really allowed to take it home? Just because he hung it up, so now it's going to have his tchum? V'Rav Huna Talmid Rav Hava. We know that Rav Huna was one of Rav's Talmidim. So L'chayr, if he was Rav's Talmid, so V'Amar Rav, we know Rav said, K'ragli Mishif Kidu Etzlai. That Rav says that if a person gives his fruits to someone else to watch, it takes on the shomer's tchum. So in this case, where Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, he gave his salami to the Reuvens to watch, so L'chayra, according to Rav, it takes on Reuven's tchum, and then in which case Rav Chanan bar Chanilai cannot bring it home, even if he hung it up. Who cares if he hung it up? So that's the Gemara's kasha, that Rav Huna L'chayra should be paskening like his Rebbe Rav, and the few Rav in this case, even if Rav Chanan bar Chanilai would hang it up himself, L'chayra is going to take on Reuven's tchum, because it takes on the shomer's tchum. So says the Gemara, no, in this case Rav would agree that it does not take on the shomer's tchum, because Shani Iver the Dasha, the Kami Shiyachid like Karen Zavistami. Being that the Reuvens, they gave Rav Chanan bar Chanilai a random spot in the house to just hang up his salami. They didn't put it with their salamis. They put it in a special spot, so it's like they designated a corner for Rav Chanan bar Chanilai's meat, so they were not be makabel shmira, and therefore, even Rav agrees in this case that it does not take on the tchum of the Reuvens. It rather, it's going to remain in the tchum of Rav Chanan bar Chanilai. So that's why if he hung it up, he could bring it back home. So now what changes just because they hung it up? So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's going to ask three kashas now. So Amar Lei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Vi inhu talulei loy shakel, and if they hung it up for him, so then now he's not allowed to bring it home. V'amar Shmuel, but we know that Shmuel said, we had this earlier, that shur shel patim harehu keragli kol adam. If you have the shur that's going into Yom Tif was owned by the patim, the one who fattens the sharim. So when someone comes to buy it on Yom Tif, so the halacha is that it takes on the tchum of the one who buys it. So even though going into Yom Tif it was in the possession of the patim, being that it's understood that the patim, he's not really keeping it for himself because he knows someone's going to come on Yom Tif and buy the different shvarim from him. So therefore, it takes on the tchum of the person of the purchaser. It does not remain in the tchum of the patim. So too here, even if the Reuvens hung up the meat, so what? They were only hanging it up for Rav Chanan bar Chanilai. They knew he was coming over for the suda that night, and he was going to want to take it home that night. So why should they take on Reuven's tchum? And Amar Ravina l'Ravashi, and Ravina asked Ravashi another kasha, or another source for this same kasha batsim, that vi inu talule loy shakol, is really true that just because the Reuvens hung up the meat, so now Rav Chana bar Chani loy, he can't take the meat home. Va'amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan alachik Rabbi Daisa. We already mentioned earlier that the halach is like Reb Daisa, that if a person has an animal, and there's only one shepherd in town, so even if he doesn't give it to the shepherd before Yom Tif, even if he only gives it to him on Yom Tif, the halacha is that it takes on the tchum of the shepherd. Why? Because it was obvious that you were going to be giving it to him, because there's only one shepherd in town. So now the same thing here. Even though it's true that it was hanging out by Reuven's house, going into Shabbos, but Lamaisa, they knew that Rav Chana bar Chani loy was going to be coming for it. And if so, it should not take on Reuven's tchum. And ask the Gemara a third and final question. Then Amale Ravina l'Rav Kahano, the inu talule loishako, is that really true? Just because the Reuvens hang up the meat, so now Rav Chana bar Chani loy, he can't take it home. But we learned in the Mishnah that habehema vakelim karagli habaylim, that you always, when it comes to tchum, you go based on the owner. Now this kasha is very difficult, it's very shver, because, yeah, it takes on the tchum of the owner if it's in his house. But we're coming to say that maybe if it's in someone else's house, then it doesn't take on the tchum of the owner. So the truth is, Rabbeinu Chananel seems to learn that the kasha is from the hemshech of the Mishnah. And the hemshech of the Mishnah, it says that if a person borrows a kli from someone else, even if he only took possession of it on Yom Tif, being that they made the arrangements to borrow it already before Yom Tif, so then, even though it wasn't in the borrower's possession on Yom Tif, he only took it on Yom Tif. Going into Yom Tif, it wasn't in his possession. We still say it's a Kiragli Ashayel. We go bust on the borrower, being that because they made the agreement to borrow it on Erev Yom Tif. So too over here. Even though it's hanging out in the Reuven's house, but who cares? They made an agreement. It was understood. Rav Chana bar Chani loy was eating over that night, and then he was going to take the meat home. So why, just because they hung it up, why should that make a difference? So says the Gemara, Elo Shani Rav Chana bar Chani loy, the Gavar Rabbahu, Vitari Bishmaitse. So the way Rashi learns is that the Gemara is saying that the whole issue over here had nothing to do with the halachas of Tchumen. We brought this whole thing because we thought it was a halacha with regards to Tchum. But says the Gemara that no, you missed the boat. We're not talking about an Arachayim Shaila over here. What's going on over here is that there's a Yeridea Shaila. The Yeridea Shaila is that there's an Isser called Basar Shenes Ali Minayin, which means if a person has meat, and he loses track of it, he's not watching it, and it's in a place where someone could switch it. So we have to be Chayshesh Mid Rabbanon. We're Chayshesh that maybe it was swapped, and maybe now it's really a piece of meat that's Nevela. Maybe someone swapped it, and really this is not kosher meat. So now, the Shita of Rav in Chulin on Sadiheyam and Aleph, and again, Rav was Rav Kahana's Rebbe. So now the Shita of Rav is that even if you have the meat in a Jewish person's house, and even if it was only a short amount of time that you weren't paying attention to it, the halacha is that you have to be choishesh that maybe the meat was swapped and really this is nevela. Now, if you have a simin, you have some sort of simin or tfias ayin that you could recognize that that's your meat, you recognize it exactly that, no, this is my meat, no one swapped it, so then it's mutter. But without that simin, it's going to be aser. So now that's what Rav Kahana was telling Rav Chana bar Chani loy. That Shani Rav, Ela Shani Rav Chana bar Chani loy, the Gavar Rabbahu, the Tari Bishmaitse. The Gemara is saying that Rav Chana bar Chani loy was he was learning all day, and he was tired in his Torah, he wasn't paying attention to other things. So therefore, when he bought the meat, he wasn't necessarily paying attention, he's not going to have a simen in the meat. V'hachi ka'amar lei. And therefore, this is what Rav Kahana was telling Rav Chana bar Chani loy. He knew about him, that he was a big masmid, and he wasn't paying attention to his meat. So he told him like this, that he atalis, if you're the one who hung up the meat, so then avada, while you were hanging it up, you're going to see something in it, and you'll have a simen, you'll recognize the meat if it's yours, and if you recognize it, you weren't masiach das, so you saw it, in which case, you could go take it, as long as you recognize the meat, so now you could go take it. However, but if they're the ones who hung it up for you, so then you were masiach das, and you're not allowed to take the meat because of basir shenis ali min ayin. So this halach had nothing to do with the halachas of tchum, of ad and tchum. There would be no reason to differentiate between who hung it up. Rather, this halacha has to do with the halachas of basir shenis ali min ayin.
Oyrayim.